right. Go for it.
I think that what I like about the Middle East is trying to talk about, you know, people's normal lives there. And one of the funnest experiences I ever had that was talking about dogs in Iran, because there was a cleric that was railing against dogs and saying they were un-Islamic, so people shouldn't own dogs because it was an Islamic republic. And so, you know, I went and spent time with people whose dogs, had, you know, because dogs are kind of a rare commodity, and they'd been this woman had her poodle kidnapped. And so I went down to the animal bazaar to look, and people kind of, you know, because they came up to me because they could see I was a Westerner, and they were whispering, like, want to buy a dog, got a dog. Or want to buy a German Shepherd, got a German Shepherd, like they were drug dealers or something. You know, and then I met a municipal man who said their, you know, dogs were legal, and somebody immediately in the crowd challenged that and said, I had a dog, and it was taken away, and he started to strangle the man, so the police had to intervene. And he said, As this melee was taking place, someone in the crowd turned to me and said, there are no laws the way they take away dogs in Iran, just like people. And I just thought, you know, it was a great example of everyday life. And, you know, that's what I tried to convey in my talk tonight and in my book, is sort of how day-to-day life works in those countries and how people in those countries are working to change them.
And what's up next for you?
I work for the New York Times still. I work at the United Nations, and I'm trying to write about development issues. I just wrote something long about microfinance and how some of the problems emerging in that sector. So trying to figure out development, interesting things to write about development.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.